Pashas Kisisa, we have the sugya of Machtes HaShekel. They yitnu kala oiver ala fakudim mi Machtes HaShekel b'Shekel HaKodesh. Next pasuk says, mi ben esrim shona v'malam, only from 20 years. So the emes is azoi, it's a big machlokes rishayim. The Mishnah says, in Shkolin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, and then again in Mishnah Hay, it's mevor in the Mishnah in Shkolin, that ketanim are potter from Machtes HaShekel. Noshim v'abonim ketanim are potter from Machtes HaShekel. If they want, they're allowed to give. But they're not mechuyiv in Machtes HaShekel. Noshim are potter, zog to Bartan Ur, because it says ish in the parasha. V'nosnu ish kai per nafshe, ish v'loi isha. Another reason is because it's a zman grama. And as man grama, the noshim are potter. And avodim also, noshim and avodim go together. What's with ketanim? So ketanim is a big machlokes rishonim. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkolim, in Pirush Mishnayos in Masechta Shkolim, the Ramban by us in the parsha, Tosfos Yontif in Shkolim, Masach Rishonim, they say that katan means ben yud gimel. Adoy bin kolatay rakula, the shear of godless is shloishes rei. So 13 years old is the shear. When you're 13 years old, you mechayiv in Machtes HaShekel. But on the other hand, the chinuch in mitzvah kofhei, Rashi in Menachas Bat Nevov the Pashtus, the Bartanura in Shkolim, the Gra in Shnois Eliyo in Shkolim, the Rekeach, Hagan Tzachevel Rishayim, they learn that you only mechayiv in Machtes HaShekel from 20. As you state in the Pasuk Benet, Mi Ben Esrim Shana. So state the grace of Machlokes Rishonim, Rambam and Ramban against the Chinuch and Rashi. The Toiches, the Gantz Hevel Rishonim. And Machlokes Bartanura and Toiches Yontif. What's the Machlokes? So the Gra already is Madbir that it's a Shaila to Girsan and Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi on the Mishnah that says Ketanim Apotter, the Yerushalmi handles. And there's a Shaila to Girsan of the Yerushalmi. Is the Yerushalmi saying 13 or is the Yerushalmi saying 20? Or Bilagabi, the Etzim Pshat, where did the Machlokes come from? The Pshat is Azoi. We know there was a Machtes HaShekel for the Adonim, and we know there was a Machtes HaShekel every single year for the Karbonis. Right over here, there's only this three times it says Machtes HaShekel. But for the Adonim is one, and for the Karbonis. The Shaila really is of the Rishonim, when the Pasuk says, Koil Ha'oivar Ala Pekudim, Yiben Esrim Shana V'Mala, is that going on the Adonim one, or is that going on the one of the Karbonis? Our Machlokes Rishonim here is Lagabi, the Yechiv Kol Shana V'Shana. For the carbon that Klal Yisrael Mishtatev in the carbon to give him Machtes HaShekel, if that happened tonight at 20 years old enough. There's another Machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah Shkolim between Ben Bukhri and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zaka, Lagabi Kehanim and Levim. Ben Bukhri says in the Mishnah, Kehanim a potter from Machtes HaShekel. They're allowed to, if they give, they're allowed to. He's allowed to if he wants. Let's say for the chiddush, there would have been a chashash. Maybe he does not have in the mind that he's not mechuyev. It's going to be a carbon yochid. He's not going to be moisri yofi yofi to the tzibur. The mishnah is mechadish. You're allowed to give if you want. But the yisoid is that ben bukhriel ketanim apater kehanim apater, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says no kehanim achayev. Where's the makar of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? What's the machlokes? So the Yerushalmi brings two pshatim. One pshat is, it says in the pasuk, Ze yitnu, Ze is gematria yud beis. So it's l'rabbis yud beis shvatim. Even shevet levi, even the kehanim. Another pshat, the Yerushalmi says it's the machlokes, the pasuk says by us, Kol ha'oiver ala fakudim. What does it mean, Kol ha'oiver ala fakudim? So ben bukhri also means whoever is oiver to get counted, whoever passes by to get counted. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai argues, he says it's called the ober biyama, whoever crossed the yamsuf. Now some people make a mistake, they read the Yerushalmi, it's called the Ober Bima, and they think there was a Bima, you're supposed to go over on a Bima when they gave the Machtes HaShekel. But the Pshat is called the Ober Biyama. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, whoever crossed the Yamsuf is Nichlal Machtes HaShekel. So we're married to even the Kehanim. Now the past is most Rishonim learned that the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and ben Bukhri is not only Negei Kehanim, it's Negei Shevet Levi also. It's not a Machlokes b'Mesuyim Kehanim, as I say in Tosfos and Menachos. The Ramban by us says that no, that Ben Bukhri only patters Kehanim, but Shevet Levi, even Ben Bukhri is Maidi Echayim. Shara Melech is Shtak Matmiya. Where's the Ramban getting from that? L'chair, the Hezbar of Ben Bukhri applies even for Levi. So that's our three topics here. We have Noshim, Ketanim, and Koyim. Now the Shaila is like this. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shuvah, and also in Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuvah, he brings from the Tshuvas Besamim Roish, a Chiddush, that the Besamim Roish holds that Noshim are potter from Tfilas Musaf. Noshim are potter from Tfilas Musaf. Because since Tfilas Musaf is connected to Karbonis, I got all the Tfilas are connected to Karbonis, but Tfilas Musaf, the Mesuyim, is Mamish Abachin of Unisham Aparvus Vaseinu, and Noshim are not Nishtatif in Machtas HaShekel. We saw already Noshim are potter from Machtas HaShekel. So Noshim are potter from Tfilas Musaf. Now it's interesting that Tzlach in Brachas Avchavov also says that Noshim apote from Tfilas Musaf. But the Tzlach says the reason is because it's Zman Grama. Musaf is Zman Grama, and therefore you apote from Tfilas Musaf. I hold the Tfilas as Zman Grama. But the Gemara in Brachas already explains that Tfilas is Rachmininu, and since Tfilas is Rachmininu, so Noshim Achai. Of result of Tzlach, that's the Shach Tfilas. Shach was Mincha Marev is Rachmininu. But Tfilas Musaf, Musaf is Kol Kulay Kenegit Karbonis Tifnum, and it's Zman Grama. So Akuponim, we have two sivas to say that Noshim are potter from Tfilas Musaf. Either because it's Zman Grama, or because since they don't have Shaykhah to Machtas HaShekel, in the middle they're potter from Musaf. And why they potter from Machtas HaShekel, that we already mentioned. It's Machlokes. Is it because it's Zman Grama? Why because it's Zman Grama? Or because it says the Machtas HaShekel ish v'lo ish. But Akuponim, as they pass in those Achroinim. Another Achroinim argue that say no, Noshim are chayim in Musaf. The true is who they are, has a gavaldik kasha. He says, if you're going to say Noshim apote from Tfilas Musaf, because they don't have Shaykhs to Machtas HaShekel, so Kehanim and Levim should also be apote from Tfilas Musaf, because they have no Shaykhs to Machtas HaShekel. Actually, you'll tell me in a Chanami that Kehanim and Levim are also apote from Tfilas Musaf. It can't be. There's a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya daven Musaf at Amen. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was a lady. According to Ben Bukhari, he's apote. Like the Ramban, it's only Pitron Kehanim. So the Achronim have Torah to be mechalik that Kehanim and Levim are more shaychus than Noshim. We have to know what the Hezbollah would be. The Moshe Damudi Aron wants to say must be that even Noshim are chayiv in Musaf. Aye, they don't have Machtas HaShekel. Torah says they're not mechuyiv in Machtas HaShekel, but they get the kapara of the carbon. It's the purpose of Machtas HaShekel is to stow yourself to the carbon. Maybe Noshim are not mechuyiv to be mishtatif in the Machtas HaShekel, but when the carbon is mukra of avada, it's miskaper on the Noshim also. So avada they can be shy. But they both say a Torah to make a chilik between Kehanim and Noshim. The Achronim prepare in Zogon as a Torah. The Stipe talks about this in Zvokh. The Mudi Or Alein read of them. But if you want to go a step further, there's the Gevaldik Akasha of the Chupas Mar Sham. And I saw the Torah to Mima also talks about it. I know, I heard some people are Machmir. That according to the Rishonim that you only bring Mat Tashaka from the age of 20. So anyone less than 20 shouldn't be Mokhiv Musaf. It should be a Chumra in Yeshiva. Instead of Bokh, less than 20 shouldn't be Amit Amit Musaf to be Yitzhak Tzibur. Because if it's only Machtas HaShekel, the same way Noshim apart because they don't have Machtas HaShekel from Musaf. And we're saying maybe Kehanim like Ben Bukhri, who are then less than Pachas Ben Esrim? According to those, we showed him that 20 is the Shear, not the 13. It should be a short of 20. Now I saw in the Shaar HaMelech, he has a few kashas on these sheets that said, you're going to tell me that you parted from Machtas HaShekel full 20? First of all, he has an interesting kasha. The Gemara says in Erech and Avdalin, that Erechin is noig even in Kehanim. The Brisa says the parsha of Erechin is noig Kehanim Levim Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara wants the Chiddush. So the Gemara is a Chiddush Kehanim. I would think Kehanim apart from Erechin, because since they don't have Shaykhs to Machtas HaShekel like Ben Bukhri, I would think they apart from Erechin also. Kamash Malan, no, it's not always evident. Frek the Shaar HaMelech, there's a Havmina that whoever doesn't have Shaykhs to Shkolim doesn't have Shaykhs to Erechin. That means someone that less than 20 doesn't have Shaykhs to Erechin. One of the shiurim in Erechin is less than 20. The Torah specifically gives amounts for different ages and Isha and Ish, and depending on the age, there's a mafurish apostle that you bring Erechin less than 20. No, so how could there be a half mina?
The Marif or the Nerach?
No, the Nerach. The Nerach.
The Havmina,
yeah, yeah. Another kashi has him shot mitzad the pasuk. It says Zeh Yitnu. We said before that Zeh Yud Bei Shvatim is Mar Even Kehanim. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. L'chor, that pasuk of Zeh Yitnu was not going on the Karbonis. According to the Chinuch, the Bar Tanura, and the Rashi, that there's a din of Ben Esrim for Machtas HaShekel of Karbonis. So pasuk Yudalit, where it says Ben Esrim is the Karbonis, the one of the Adonim, it says Zeh. How are you marvel from the word Zeh, the other din? Although the emphasis is not much of a chlal mitzad the psukim. Rashi says that since it says machta shekel here three times, it's for the three inyonim of adonim, the karbonis, and nidvas hamishkan. L'chayr, nidvas hamishkan wasn't the machta shekel. Nidvas hamishkan was kol asher yidven olivoy. So which one of these three psukim is going on kol asher yidven olivoy? In pasuk yud gimel and in pasuk tetvav it says machta shekel. In pasuk yud dalet it rather doesn't. However, it says Niven Esrim, the din of Nidvas HaMishkan, Zichar wasn't Niven Esrim. So which pasuk you know is going on this din of Nidvas HaMishkan? There's a ktsas diak in the Ramban, Chiddush, Grace of Chiddush, that by Nidvas HaMishkan, besides the din of Kol Asher Yidvenu Liboy, there was a Machtes HaShekel, LeNidvas HaMishkan. Besides the Machtes HaShekel of the Karbonis, which was every year and that year also, and besides the Machtes HaShekel of the Mesuyim for the Adonim, there was a machtes hashekel in nidvas hamishkan. But noise after that, nidvas hamishkan was called asher yidvenu liboy. But there was a machtes hashekel for nidvas hamishkan. There's another pratish, Har Melech Rez Durch. He wants to know, it says that katanim, even though they're potter, but if they want to donate it, they're allowed to donate it. The shaila is, which kind of katanim are we talking about? How are you allowed to, if they're not going to have the right das to be machnet to the tzibur, it's going to be a chashash that the carbon that you're bringing is a carbon yachid. They have to be moiser yofe the daitam. How could a cotton do that? So bish lame aloy to be showing him that cotton is potter till 20. So gevaldik, the Mishnah means a cotton could bring if he wants to. Yeah, between the age of 13 and 20. But aloy to be showing him that you're ready mechuyiv mi ben yigimol. So what does the Mishnah mean that a cotton could be if he wants to could donate less than 13? He doesn't have das. So he says midrabbanan even less than 13 already at a certain age he has das to be makan. Aye, it's only the rabbanan. So it's telling a big shayla of kinyan the rabbanon and mahanim with their eyes. It's not possible. It's a big tumul. The rishonim and the achronim of kinyan the rabbanon and mahanim with their eyes. Avdem zokte the sharam ela hashena cheshbon. He says, "Bemes, what's the chashash? If this cotton is going to donate it, if he's going to donate it, and he's not going to have a nine, so what's gefarlech? Word, it's a chashash. It's an urv bohem carbon yochid. Nish gefarlech. It's bottle beroyd anyways. What's the problem? It's bottle beroyd. Nor mid the rabbanon a davar shebeminyan is not bottle beroyd." No, mid the rabbanon, the cotton is not able to be marked, even if he's less than Daniel Gimel. Mid the rabbanon, you're allowed to rely on the fact that the cotton can be marked. So the monoshach, klapi the deraisa, it's anyways bottled below. Klapi the rabbanon, the cotton can be marked. As I gave to the chesed. Now, besides the matar of the machta shekel for the adonim, for the karbonos, it's mechapra on the chet ha'egel, we'll see, it says mechapra on apshe seichem, but there was nearly also to count klal Yisrael. It was in the count Klai Yisrael, and the number of Klai Yisrael comes out to 603,550. Fred Rashi, up in Oret. On Moed Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted Klai Yisrael. And on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted Klai Yisrael. Be'echad L'Chodesh HaSheni. And both times it's exactly, see that's 603,550. No change of status in the population. Can Zayin HaRazak. Came out 6 months, more, 6.5 months, no change in the population. So Rashi's mahalach is that the koyveya of Miben Esrim at Ben Shishin is totally in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It's not when your birthday was, it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Only someone that became 20 and then passed into the next Rosh Hashanah, then he becomes into the cheshbon of who's counted. So between Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh Iyar, there was no change, no one became 20. Rekhtin Amban, very good that you were answered up that no one was born. Because no one had a birthday, because the birthday is not on your birthday, the birthday is of becoming 20 is a Rosh Hashanah. But people die, so the number should go down. No one died. That's the Zogin, no one died. Someone died. Is Grand Inishim Ha? Maybe a lady died. A lady is not in the Cheshmi. Maybe Taka no one died. Maybe Taka no one died. I state, Hayu Anoshim Asher Hayu Tmeim. It was Levi, maybe. I'm going to attack and no one died. Then Amban is different. He says, Avad, it's not totally. It's a totally everyone's birthday and Avad that people were born and people died. But it happens to be that the exact same amount of people that were born died and the number came out talking to exactly 603,550. Like then Amban, it's different people. I mean, most of them are the same, but it's not exactly. Some of them died and some new were born. New became 20. Like Rashi, it's the exact same 603,550. Then Amban, then is Moisef a Kenech and he wants to say, no, maybe there was a population growth. Maybe there were more people, Taka. More people were born who became 20 than died. When it says 603,550 on Yom Kippur, it was including the Levim. And in Rosh Chodesh Iyar, it means 603,550 without the Levim. So there was a population. A population growth of 22,000. He then is Meramed that maybe the Zechilik, the other minion was from 13, or the Cheshmonis. It's brought down in Hilchis Purim in Siman Tofresh Tav Yud Aleph. There's a minhag to give machtes a shekel, three machtes a shekel. Can I get the three machtes a shekel? This would be Gishmak, what we said from the Rabban, that there was a third machtes a shekel also, a machtes a shekel for the Nidvas HaMishkan. There were three machtes a shekels. And the Ramah brings down that who has to bring machtes a shekel this minute? From 20 years old. The Mogen Avraham, right away, after Norah, he's been signed, Mishnah Berurah also, that that's only going according to the Bar Tanura, with the Ime, that it's from 20, Avad, according to the other Rishayim, it will be from 13. Now the Gemara says in Megillah, if you'd gimel, Omer Esh Lakish Goli V'yadua Lefnei Misha Omer V'hoya Ha'oila, She'ostin Haman Lishko Shkolim Al Yisrael. He knew that Haman's going to give Shkolim. So Lefika Chiktim Shikleim Lishkolim, that's why we bring Shkolim first, Kenegin Haman Shkolim. And later the Gemara says again, and after Zayin, that when Mordechai came, and Haman comes and he sees Mordechai learning Hilchas Kmitza, and he says, Osam Oli Kimcha, the Kumtza Vidchu, Vidochi Aseres, Al Kikar Kesef Vidi. Toysis over there, and after Zayin says that Haman gave exactly 10,000 Kikar Kesef, because 10,000 Kikar Kesef works out exactly Kenegin Gans Klal Yisrael's Machas Hashem. Why? The amount of the silver that's in 10,000 Kikar Kesef comes out exactly. As I said, Toysis. And it's a pellet of Toysis. Because it's partially not true. 10,000 kikar kesef, a kikar is 60 money. So 10,000 kikar kesef is 600,000 money. Not 600,000 machtes a shekels. It's 600,000 money. A money is 25 shekels. A money is 50 times that. A money is 50 machtes a shekels. So it's 50 times more. Haman is doing. So the pshat from the Chizkuni, that a person, again, if you assume like the Bar Tanura, a person lives till 70, and you start getting machtes a shekels from 20, I mean, the person gives in his life 50 times Machtes HaShekel. 50 years. So it's connected to 50 years worth of the Machtes HaShekel. And even someone wanted to suggest that the Gears in Tysus Lashon is Shamati Shaseres Alpha Kikar Kesef Oilun Chetzi Shekel Lechol Echad Yisrael. Chetzi Shekel was really Rosh HaTevis, it was Ches Shin. And maybe it was Shamati Aseres Alpha Kikar Kesef Oilun Chamishim Shona Lechol Echad Yisrael. 50 years worth of Machtes HaShekel. For one of them, under Rechaj Bainas also. The pasuk in Tehillim is a medrash that darshes the pasuk. It says, "Rabim oimrim lenafshi, ein yishuos aloi velekim sela, va'ata Hashem mogin badi." The Rabim is saying that there's no Yeshua for me, but Hashem is going to be mogin badi. Zok the medrash, how? Bekisisa rosh. Zok Rav Yonis Naivshitz. He's always mad with the medrash clear. He says there's a gemara in Talmud that planted base. A certain min asked Rava. And we're the rabbim. Right from the umis oilam oiv the avay dezor. You should go after the rabbim. Achre rabbim lahatos. Is the emesis that the fellow lefay rabbim lahatos is the only one that's a suffix. That's the emesis. And there's dokin suffix. The Gemara says Rabbi answered him. And he matchem. He said no. Yisrael is dover shib minyan. Dover shib minyan. You don't go after roiv. Dover shib minyan. So that's John the Medrash. Rabbim oimim lanafshi. There's rabbim saying we should go. Ain't Yeshua. Why the kisisa roish with the dover shev a minion? If that kli was a dover shev a minion, the meila, that's why they don't have to go after the rabbi. Now the matzah shekel, the purpose of it was also to be mechaper for the chet ha'egel, mechaper on afshi seichen. The al shuch says since only the men were nirchshal and not the noshim, so it's only a chet. It's only a person is a plag. So it's, that's why you have to give a matzah shekel because it's only half. That's why noshim are potter. It's the matzah, the men, the matzah shekel. I saw Chaim Kanievsky says, what's the pshat? A machtes a shekel. Because a machtes a shekel is a beka. Beka lagul goylus. And it says that everyone donated to the ego, they took off by yisporku kolonis nizme hazor. Now what's a nezem zov? In Parshas Chayesor it says, nezem zov, beka mishkolim. So every person donated a nezem zov was a beka, was a machtes a shekel. Hagami said here it was gold and here it's silver. No, of the lemaise, it's that amount. It says, he asks, by Yisporku, Nizmezov, Ba'oznechem, they took off the Nizmezov of the wives, each one is two. So he says, because maybe in the Shekel HaKoydish, it's double. It works out exactly. Kefi Lecheshbon of Kedim HaChapa for the Chet HaEgel. Ze Yitnu, Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, was Niskashe in the Indian of Machtes HaShekel, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ze Yitnu, he was Maraloi, Matbeya Shel Eish. What's the pshat? You need the matbeah shel eish. What's the mitfashtan in machtes hashekel? So for that pshat, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand how one little machtes hashekel, a kopeke, how far could a kopeke go that it goes into machapa so much? So he was marling matbeah shel eish. Oy mit tut es mit eish, oy mit tut es mit es lav, es mit richtige fire von a mitzwa, a filo de matzah shekel ken es tam. It's not a shekel. That money is something that the MS on one hand can toward meyre dike gute zaken, on the other hand, it can mamish bring to churban. And the same thing with fire. Fire is them is the same thing. When Shabbat Rebbeinu didn't understand how it's with a matzah shekel, money brings churban on it. We can find the matzah shekel is going to do the tiffin. Because if Baruch was Marla Matveshal Eish Fire, also on one hand it can do chimum, it warms us up and it does bishul, and it makes tikkun amayichel, right? It makes food. On the other hand, it brings a churban, it's straight on the churban. Kaddish Baruch was showing him the same thing. So gelt is as a yifai. It's not a vertel, they say. Chassidish a vertel. Macht is a shekel, by chassidim, everything is mesubav around the tzaddik. Right, there's a rebbe, there's a tzaddik, and you have to be close to the tzaddik. He's kilu and soy to durch the avodas Hashem, to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, durch him. So you have to be next to the tzaddik. The word machzis, the letter is next to the tzaddik. The tzaddik is in the middle. The tzaddik, machatzis. The tzaddik is in the middle. Next to the tzaddik is ches yud. The outer letters is mem sof. If you're next to the tzaddik is chai. If you're further away from the tzaddik, it's already mem. Now Rashi brings down that why do you have to count them with shkolim, with machzah shekel? Because to count mamish b'minyan is going to come to a magefa. Now it's interesting, the Gemara in Yumad Abchav Beis, it says by the pious, by the kehanim, when they would count the kehanim, they would make a pious, and the Gemara, and they would count the fingers. In fact, the Gemara, the nimnu would be they, count they themselves. So the Gemara, you're not allowed to, it's going to come to magefa. It brings Rashi from Tanakh, by Yifkedein Babozek, by Yifkedein Betloyim, different places in Tanakh where they count them in other refan. Why doesn't it bring a right from our parasha? Frekti Marsha and Yumad Afkon Beis. By us, state, that's the Indian that you have to do with Matzah Sashekel. So the Marsha says, because maybe by us it's different, maybe it's because it's the Chapor for the Chayte Ego. So says, the Marsha is doing that Avada Lefiya MS, the reason why they need Matzah Sashekel is tak out this Indian, that you can't count the people themselves. But from here it wouldn't be a right, because maybe over here it was a different Indian. The Sfasemis in Yuma says a different shot. He says that the reason is, because Abadi, you can't count Gans Klal Yisrael, but maybe even if you're only counting a small group of people, you're allowed to. And over there, it's by the pious of the Kehanim, it's only a few people. We bring a riot from Tanakh, by Yifkadein, by Ketloyim, by Yifkadein, by Bozek, by the Muhammad, that over there, even a small amount, not Gans Klal Yisrael, also you shouldn't count. Interesting, Medrash, the Medrash Tanchuma, it says, Kisises Roish B'nei Yisrael, he says, the Rosh Tevis of the Shvatim, if you add up the Gematria of the Rosh Tevis of the Shvatim, it comes out to the amount of people that Klal Yisrael. The ratio of Reuven is 200, Shin is 300, Yud is 10 of Yehuda. You count out Roish B'nei Yisrael, it comes out. Now the Maisa comes out to 597,000. Because Teretz is 3,000 died in the Magefa. Which is not Pashit. We know that by the Chet Egel we have to get there. By the Chet Egel there was the Magefa, and then there was Hargu the Chorev, and it was also Ayodei the Pedikas Hamayim. When it says 3,000 died, it's all things together. You have to look at it. Chabrais, Lekan, Lekan. It was in the Rishmiz. Ha'asher la'yarve v'adal la'yamit. Right, ha'asher la'yarve is the time ha'mikra is munach revi. Right, ha'mevaz is al yivaz is yosher mechaymish. So ha'asher la'yarve munach revi. Leave over a four fifths. Only give over a fifth. Ha'mevaz is al yivaz is yosher mechaymish. But over here, if I care, mamash, you have to give not more than a matzah shekel. The asher can't give more. Emes is the pella. What would the happen? The point is to count Klal Yisrael. An asher is going to give more. You're not going to have dominion. Unless it means that an usher should give to the ani, but we'll keep cheshmet, you have to know. The Ramban learns over here by us that it's a lav de raisa. Hadal or yamit is a lav de raisa. If you give less than a matzah shekel, you're over a lav de raisa. It's interesting, the Ramban says that here in Chumash, but in minyan mitzvah he doesn't count it. None of the minyan mitzvahs count it. That is a lav de raisa. Okay, so maybe for whatever reason it's not in the minyan mitzvahs, but the Ramban says it's a lav. So I was clearing once, chiddush. The Ramban, the Shkolik, Eric Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Ramban says, Mitzvahs esim in a Torah, that everyone has to give a matzah shekel. Afilu oni hamisparnas min atzdoka. And then he adds, v'shoyel me'acherim u'moicher ksusa. You have to borrow from other people, you have to be moicher ksus, you have to be matzah ala psochim to go get matzah shekel. Where comes this chiv? By a mitzvahs esay? We just said, I'm a vazir, I'm a vazir, yesim mechoymish. Where comes the chiv by matzah shekel? You have to spend more than a choymish nechosid, you have to go collect, you have to go sell your shirt. So I was clearing, if it's a lav, if hadala yamin is a lav, not in the minyan mitzvah, but there's a lav over here. For a lav, it's called mechosav. It's still a shtickle shver. I don't know if there's a chiyuv lechazer al psochim not to be able to lav. You have to give everything you have, even the shirt of you have. But you have to go collect. It's basically such a state that for a lav you have to go collect. Don't state even chiyuv al psochim. It's part of maybe a different view. Also, it's not pashit. This that a lav, you have to give all your money. Could be it's only for a lav sheyesh by mice. Meaning if a person ba'onis is forcing you, you have to do a lav. You should go do a lav. You're not allowed to do it, even at the expense of taking all your money away. I'll take all your money unless you do this aveir. You're not allowed. But that's only a lav sheyesh by mice. Over here, it's what you're not doing. It's not pasher. It's a shayla on the paiskin. If a lav she'ein by ma'isa has the din of, you have to give all mechasa. So if not, then you have to, it's back shver. Where is the din of machta shekel? You have to be mechazra of psochem ad kedekach. So Ken Zayin, the Teretz, the Be'er Lofa talks about this, you know, this lulav, but it's a different project. By machta shekel, the chiv is machta shekel. You have to give a machta shekel. That's the mitzvah. You have to go collect. When we say you only have to stand up to a fifth, you have to buy an esrog. An esrog doesn't have a specific price. No, you have to have an esrog. I should cost a sar geld. Gay koi for esrog. How much? Up to the fifth of yinachasim. More than that, you're not mechuyev. You're not, you don't have to give up more than a fifth of yinachasim. Over here, the mitzvah is machatis hashekel. Go, leave the balls in the drain. You better make sure you get. That is the mitzvah. The doimu, that's what the Biralov is talking about, for pitin aben. Right? The Gemara talks in Kedushin about someone that only had five sloim. Should he be koi himself or koi his son? Boss, hey, you don't have to spend more than a fifth of yinachasim. So Ander is going to pilpul. He had a 25. Okay, the shadow of the person only had 25. And koi mishnachasim. But the Biralov says, no, over there the chiyuv of the pidyon aben is taka chamesh loy. You have the parasha, the kiyor. V'rochatzu aron yuvonov mimenu. Now it's interesting, there's a Rambam in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, Perekei Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam brings down that a kiyor has to have enough water for four people. Minimum, it has to have enough for kadosh yod of a ragla for four people. Why? Like it says in the pasuk right over here, "Berachatu Aaron Uvanov Mimenu." Zok the Rambam, who's it? Aaron Uvanov. Aaron Uvanov is Aaron, Elazar, Isamar, and Pinchas. Not the Benaviu Vaisla doesn't count. They died right away then. The four is Aaron, Elazar, Isamar, and Pinchas. But it's an interesting thing. If you look at the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yutes, the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yutes says the same thing, that here has to have minimum of four people. But it quotes a different pasuk. It quotes a pasuk in Parshas Pekudei. In Parshas Pekudei, Perek Mem, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, it says in the Pasuk, V'rochatzu mimenu Moshe v'aroi ubonov. And the Gemara says, minayin, that the kiyor has to have enough for four people. Shenemar, Moshe, Aroi, ubonov. Bonov is a lozer any summer. There's a double machlaikas here. The Rambam doesn't count Moshe, but he counts Pinchas. Pinchas, we know, is a sugin zvokh, and Dafko Gimel, if Pinchas was Nichlal, if Niskayin Pinchas, Achahar Gozimri, if Pinchas was a Kohen at this point. And the Rambam, either he said, doesn't count Pinchas. I'm sorry, the Rambam counts Pinchas. The Gemara doesn't count Pinchas. Me'idach Kisa, the Gemara counts Moshe also. Now Moshe, it's a confusing system, because Moshe, the first 7 days, had a din of Kohen. But on Shmini Lamimum, it was transferred over now to Aaron. Really, you have a day that you have Moshe and Aaron together. You have to know Meret of them. But I'll go find back to Machlaikis, the Rambam, they had a different shot, a different Makar, and the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim, learning out from the Pasuk in Pekudei, says four, is Moshe, Aaron, Elazar, and Isam. The Rambam had Aaron, Elazar, Isamar, and Pinchas. He said, then you have to be Mekadosh Yod HaVeraglov. And there's a whole sugi in Zvachim, you have to be Mekadosh Yod HaVeraglov. Every day, in the morning, Mechadosh, you have to do it again. But besides that, could be if a person had Hesach Hadas, or if a person left the base of Mikdash and comes back, or for a new carbon. There's a ganz sugi, there's Gedor of Machloikis. When is it considered that it was a hepsik, you have to be Makadish Yod of Raglav again? The Kohen Gadol and Kippur, the 10 Kiddush Yadayim Raglav. Yeah, it's not so serious. It's interesting, there's a Chiddush Tigis Vasemis over there. He wants to say the Gemara is handling if a person falls asleep. If he needs to do another Kiddush Yadayim Raglav, so the Vasemis wants to say, it's not Midin Hesach Hadas. It's Midin Yotza. It's Midin a person that was Yotza. A person that fell asleep, he was Yotza. His Neshama went upstairs. Gagani, Parashpatsir, he's not there. This that a Yoshin has to do, new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, is not after Hesach Hadas Shavoy, it's after Yoytze. Where is the Chiddush? We know there's a famous Shuvah Sarashva that says that the Makar of Netilas Yadayim in the morning, you have to do Netilas Yadayim in the morning, and we make a Brocha. So the Rashva, the Makar is from the Kiyor, Azoyvi and the Kiyor, that they wash every day, because you become a Briyah Hadosha. Also, we do Netilas Yadayim every morning. In Shulchan Aruch, in Eirechayim, Simen Dalid, he brings down into Machloikis. The Rosh says a different reason why we have to wash every morning. The Rosh says because of Yadayim Askoni Yisayim, and you have to clean your hands. Maybe they were Nageh B'mokim B'tunim. Now, there's another reason why we wash our hands in the morning. Please can explain. Al-Suruach Rosh Yashayir Ala Yadayim. And there's a big machlokes if the Ruach Rosh is because you slept or because it was night. Because itself is a sugya. But on the point, the Mishavur explains, and the Paisim explains, as the din of Ruach Ra, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. You have to wash your hands of Ruach Ra, but as them, there wouldn't be a sack in a bracha al Netilas Yadayim. The bracha is either because of the Rosh, because of Yadayim Askanias, or because of the Rashi. There's a lot of Nachkeminis. Like the Rosh, the Moshe, you have to wash your hands for Mincha Nair Voso. Like the Rosh with the bracha. We don't go like that. We stop the bracha's love. But like the Rosh, there's a bracha for Mincha Nair Voso. Like the Rashi, it's only in the morning. Like the Rashi, even if you didn't sleep, there's a light plug. Like the Rosh, if you didn't sleep, there's no Yadayim Askanias, if you know your hands are clean. The Chayin of Rabbis is a lot of Nachkeminis. Like the Rosh, you have to wash your hands right away. Like the Rashi, you can wait. The Rambam helps Tefillah, Perek Dalet, he brings down these five things that I'm asking for the Tefillah. And one of them is, you need Taras HaYadayim. There's a din of Kisoy Erva, Taras HaMokoyim, Dvorim HaChoyim, things that are sharing you, and Kavanah Salih. Five things he's asking for the Tefillah. The first one is Taras HaYadayim. And then he goes on to explain each one. And the Rambam writes there in Perek Dalet, Alof HaGimel, he says, the Med Dvorim HaMurim, all you have to do is wash your hands, is by Mincha and Ma'irif. But Shachris, you have to wash Pon of Yodav HaRaglov. As I pass to the Rambam. The Rambam says this, that you only have to wash your hands, until you're dying, it's only for Mincha and Ma'irif. But for Shachris, you have to be Neutel and Roichitz, Pon of Yodav HaRaglov. Zok the Raide, Lo Yodati Raglov Lomo. I don't know why you have to wash your feet. Machloitis, the Rambam says you have to wash Pon of Yodav HaRaglov. Zok the Raide, Raglov Eni Yedei Lomo. This says you're dying, the Raide is understood, and Pon of also the Rambam, the Raide. Raglov. I don't know where the Raide is in Pon of also. The Rambam is like this. The Emes the Makar, the Rambam is in the first Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Nun, Roich it's Adam Pon of Yod of Raglov L'chvoit Koinot. First Gemara. The Raide didn't hold that this Gemara is a Chiv of Roich it's Adam Pon of Yod of Raglov L'chvoit Koinot. He learned it's a Heter. I would think maybe you're not allowed to. Maybe it's a like Silva Shazar. The Gemara is Mechadish, it's Mutter. That's how the Raide learned it. But the Rambam learned, no, Shteito Achidish, Achid, Roich it's Adam Pon of Yod of Raglov. I saw the Tertanim wants to say a very interesting Kiddush. He wants to say maybe the Makar of the Rambam of Roichitz Adam Raglov is from the Kiyar. The same way we know like the Rashi was that the Kana to do like Dumi the Kiyar. And just like by the Kiyar it was Yadayim Viraglayim. So maybe also in the morning at least once you have to do Yadayim Viraglov. That's not going to be Makar for Ponim. Aber Saifi, I see that the Ravid also had a different Makar for Ponim. I don't know. He only asked Raglov places. Aber if you ask him Raglov Lama, Efshar does the Kiyar. The Olam is not knowing that. I don't think the Hegit, the Machmer, and this Rambam, and the Rechitis Raglov. I wonder once make a Tzushtel. It says in Hilchus Erev Shabbos also, a person has to be Reichitz Kol Gufay, and the Chol Pach is Pon of Yodav Raglov. Which the Bura says, Hayoyim, we're not Machmer on Raglov. Because anyways, we go with shoes. You don't have to be Machmer. So I thought maybe that's why we're so here. But like the Teret Nima, the Teret Nima is saying, it's not also the Kiyah, says that. It's Dumi the Kiyah. There's a din of, to do Dumi the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim every morning. It's not a gay if you go Yochif, you don't go Yochif. Is it anything to do if that's the challenge the Rambam both the why would he end this? The noik meshitas a Rambam for the chitzas God of Arago in the morning. Tzorachin Ladino. You have the parsha of the Ketores Kach Lachov in Somim Roish Mor Duror. The Gemara says L'chum and Dapuf Lametes Mordechai Min Atoyer Minayin. The Masho explains because Mordechai really is not a Hebrew name. Mordechai is a name of, maybe I would think maybe it's a name of the it's a Persian name. So you have to know Mordechai Min Atoyer Minayin. Mordechai says by the Ketores. Now, interesting. There's another Ketores. Chelbena. Chelbena is gematria Haman. Interesting. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says Haman min atayr minayin. Hamino eitz hazeh. Tachana the masach tshotem nishfayet. Gered amo. Masach tshotem in the Muslim is Haman min atayr minayin. Over the emes in the makor of Mordechai, look like it chelbena. Chelbena. Chelbena is already Haman. Instead of the mem, you have the ches lamed veiz. Same letters. Right? Like Hasidim is up there. They drink that kav the far shachris. So people are mocked not to drink it with milk. But by chesidim zogin, fakir, they drink that kav and mitchol. So as they get to the mikvah, as they get kav and mitamem, it's mikvah, kav and mitchol. The whole of it is they get the men. It's not. But though you have chelbeno, chelben is gematria haman. Now chelben is the reyach ra. That's what Chazal went out, that even the reyach ra. There was once a Apikiris came to Raflo, he said, he wants to be mistarf to the minion. You see, the chelben was also mistarf. At the vlog is not yet, it's a chadis rei sama money. Then to showing dog, put the minion, you could come as number 11. Oh, but to the minion, this is the nishmet star. Betzalel ben Uri ben Chor, Rashi says he was ben Yudgimel. Beister is in the red of them, why had he be ben Yudgimel? Why couldn't he be a cotton? Actually, there's a din of the shema. Under a pshat I saw, because there's an uman koini v'shvach kli. So he bet that he would be koini v'zach, and he has to be remarking him back to the tzibur. But on Grace of Sukkistah, a bissel unhappened. You have the Chet HaEgel, we always speak, the Beis HaLevi is Meir, and then, based on the Nefesh HaChayim, that the Shurish of the Chet HaEgel wasn't mamish, they were making Avodah Zarah. But they saw Al Pi Cheshboinus, to make Tikkunim in the Lamas El Yoinim, it's a Grace after Egel. And the Emes said they were right, Al Pi Cheshboinus and Tikkunim from the Lamas El Yoinim is a Zarah. But the Nefesh HaChayim said that's only before Ma'an Torah. Before Ma'an Torah, Mekan Ma'an Cheshboinus, that's why Yaakov Avinu was Maisi Beis HaChoyus, because he saw that's how he's going to be Maimed HaKlal Yisrael. And here also they thought they're going to do it Grace Zachim. But after Matan Torah, there's no Machesh Boinus. After Matan Torah, is Kasha Tziv Hashem. And Ki Yadua, that's why the Mishkan is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel, and that's why in Parshas Vayakhlan, the Kudei Keseder state, Kasha Tziv Hashem, Kasha Tziv Hashem, that's the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Soru Maher Min HaDerech. They very quickly went away. What's the Maher? So Pashat Shad, that was the Raveira, the Chipazah. If they would have waited a few more hours, the person has to learn. Sometimes you have to be calm, have to be Mesunim. The fact that they went to Mehiris, this was the whole mistake. The chipazon, that they didn't wait a few more hours. I saw once another pshat. They went down from all the various maher. As though if a person was machlad, he wants to be over in kol ha-terukula. It's an emtsai. A person mamash was machlad, he wants. You have to eat on your kippur, you have to wait till Pesach, you come. It's an emtsai. Because men can yoy tzayin al ha-averis. Obra oivin avoy tzorah, kilo obra al kol ha-terukula. Oivin zayin avoy tzorah, stak esoru maher. Gleich, mez yoy tzayin kol ha-terukula, zayin oivin. Vayashlech mi yodo, there's a kriyuk siv, mi yodoy. I saw a word of Yisrael Salanter, that Mitchila Moshe only wanted to throw down the luach of the Avodah Zarah, Vanoichi and Layelacha. But then he can't know. It's a gainish ain't on the under. The Benot Machaveri with the Benot Lamot and Gates Azamin. As Medavshin Barak in the Luchas is Bega Luchas. Now it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Yashir Koichacha Sheshi Barto. Now Pashtas is because Klal Yisrael was Mezana, and by breaking the Luchas, he saved Klal Yisrael. Now if you do with the Makne and the Akdome, he has a whole Cheshman. We'll just say, the kids are some of the Nakudas. What was the Kedushin of Klal Yisrael? Where was the Kedushin of Klal Yisrael with Kadosh Baruch? Under a say, this Makaris Mishoinim, it was the Bezus Hayam. The Bezus Hayam was Kesef Kedushin. And under all the know that the Luchas was the Kesef Kedushin. Actually, it was Shtar. It's a Shtar Kedushin. Anoichi is Lechaira, Kedushin of Rimfek. It's Kiyika, it's Kiyika Vleshika Hasatzman. Hareini Vailich. Lechaira Anoichi is Vazili Hareini Vailich. Hareini Ishik. For the Nusach Hashtar. There was a Zakadush. Now, Lechayr and the Monashah, if the Kedushin is the Bezus Hayam, so Klal Yisrael is already Mekudeshes, and they're Eishes Ish, and it's Eishes Ish is Insa. What's it going to help to break the Luchas now? And if the Kedushin was the Luchas, so they didn't get the Luchas yet, what do you have to break it for? Just don't give it to them. So the Machna goes with the whole Mahalik that it was a Tanai. The Kedushin Kesef was about the Bezus Hayam, but the Kabbalah Saluchas was a Tanai. And by breaking the Luchas, by breaking the Akir Luchas, he was Mavatal the Tanai, the male they became Eishes Ish. The same really they were ready Ashish from the Bezus Hayam. But by the Shivir Al Yadeh the Shivir Saluchas Yashir Koichach Hashashivarta, it was Mevat of the Tanai in the middle of the Nari Shishishin. And that's why it says by the Egel, Aaron told him, Lemizah, who has gold? He was saying, who has gold? If anyone thinks he has gold, from where do you have to go? From Bezus Hayam. It was only given to you all tonight for the Kedushin, if you keep it. You're going to go make an Egel, it's taken out your gold. Lemizah, who has gold? No one has gold, you think you have gold. Only if you're not going to do an egel is the gold yours. If you're going to do the egel, it's taking out your gold. And that's the yikhuli truma. They're taking it, they're not giving it. By doing the mishkan, which is a tikkun, and now it is mekudeshes, and they do deserve the kesef kedushin. So they're taking the gold, the yikhuli truma. Not the yitnu, the yikhu. By doing the mishkan and making the tikkun for the chayte egel, and now they are mekudeshes. So the yikhuli, you're taking fashich. Now it says, Moshe Rabbeinu, vayihikasher korei velamachne, when he came close, then he saw, and he broke the luchas. So the Yerushalmi in Tainus, Perek Dalit, Mishnehei over there, the Yerushalmi brings down, Omer Rav Chilkiya B'Shem Rav Acha, Melamit She'ein Adam Don Al Pi Umdim. You're not going to pass him based on an Umdim. There's a different shot in the Mefarshid, either Moshe Rabbeinu Luchar already knew that they did the Chayit Egel. Either he heard the Koilois, it says earlier, Vayishma Asa Koilois, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Rei Kishichis Amcha. He already heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He already should have broken the Luchas, but he waited. Vayik Asher Karei Valamachana, Vayar, and only then, because Ein Paiskim Al Pi Umdim. By the moment is Efshiyeva, by the Nefashis over here, by breaking the Luchas, you're not allowed to pass them up the Umdim. As I pass them to Yerushalmi, this is the Makar. No, I'm like, how does Shaila? The end of the first and ask, how did Moshe Rabbeinu break the Luchas? It's a Shaila from the Chikas Hashem. There's a lot of the Raisa, like Sas and Iti, you're not allowed to be Moichik Hashem. So we know Chazal say that the Oisius is Porchis Ba'avir. The MS, there was nothing left in the Luchas. And that's why it suddenly became heavy and he dropped it. No. So he couldn't break the Luchas until the Oisius of Pireyev. What's the Raya that he didn't break it earlier and Paskin Alpi Umdim? Maybe you do Paskin Alpi Umdim. But he couldn't break the Luchas earlier because it was still the Sheamus was there. The Oisius was only Pireyev maybe later. What is the Raya of the Yerushalmi that you're not allowed to be showing me the luchas until he had, until he mamish saw it with his own eyes. Maybe a bada al pi umdan he could also break the luchas. But he couldn't break the luchas because he was waiting. The vial of the oisius are still there. Amalai saw a different shot. It says he wouldn't have broken the stam because they did avoid the zara. That he already heard. Of a vayaras hamacholos, he saw that they were misameach with that. Thus is tufa. As misameach, oichim with the avera, then it's vayashavas. But vayas, and there's no right that you don't pass an al pi umdan. Maybe you do pass an al pi umdan. The difference is that you only asked the vayaras hamacholos he was doing. So then Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Yud Gimel Midos. Now we know that the Machlokes Rishonim, what are the Yud Gimel Midos? Rashi, the Rosh, Tosfos, and Rosh Hashanah, that you die and learn, that Hashem Hashem itself is two of the Midos. They make the Cheshbon of 13 Benakim, the 13th one, but the two Hashems are two Midos. Rav Nissim Ben learns, no, only the second Shem is a Midah. And he breaks up Noitzer Chesed and La'alofim into two. That's how he gets his 13. The Turi Eben, the Mariel, and other Achrayim, they say no, that the Yud Gimel Midah starts from Kale. Hashem and Hashem are both not Midas. The Midas starts from Kale, you have to break up another one. So no, how make the Cheshbonis? Now the Ma'aseh of the Yud Gimel Midas is not even a Mefurish Pasuk. It's not even a full Pasuk. Now we know, Kol Pesukah Do'in Paskei Moshe Anam Lo'i Paskinun, and we always say the Yud Gimel Midas. So Vayis Chayist is a Deher of the Yud Gimel Midas, besides that it's a Chilk of Pesukei HaTorah, it's a separate Nesina of Yud Gimel Midas. We spoke about this once by the Aseres HaDibris. That the Aseres HaDibris, that's the Tam Elyon and the Tam Tachman. Mitzad what? Mitzad Echad, it's Pesukei HaTorah, and Mitzad the Pesukei HaTorah, it's 13 or 14 Pesukim. It's not, it's just 10 Pesukim. Mitzad the Bezundur and Sin of Aseres HaDibris, it's 10 Dibris. Yud Gimel Midas also, besides being one of the Pesukim here in Parshas Kisisa, it was in a scene of Yud Gimel Midas. Now, in Parshas, we said the Rosh learns that Hashem, Hashem is the two Gimel Midas. And it's Aniyu Hashem Koidim Shiyechta, Aniyu Acha Shiyechta. So he's up to Gemara. Frek the Rosh. What do you need a Midas or Rachamim Koidim Shiyechta? Right? Hashem, Hashem. Koidim Shiyechta, La'acha Shiyechta. La'acha Shiyechta, Men Shtap Rachmonis. Koidim Shiyechta, Men Shtap Rachmonis. So he's Frek the Rosh. Zok the Rosh, Tut Rutsi. One teretz is because even though it's goli v'yadu at HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're going to do the chait, another teretz is it's going by Avodah Zarah. By Avodah Zarah, even Machshava Ro HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Netzar for Lamaisa. So by Avodah Zarah, even the Machshava Avodah Zarah, Koidim Shiyah. The emissary, the velts of the heart, Lui the Rosh. A mensch was halt in Hamatzah from Koidim Shiyechta. Koidim Shiyechta, Dr. Shein Racham and Meruvim. Er halt Shein Hamatzah, Otto, Koidim Shiyechta. You can still see the Ben Yoyod, he says, Pshat, over here in Afinorah, the Rosh Hashanah Daf Yedayim. That the MS, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right before a person does an Aveira, when a person would do an Aveira, Be'etzim, it does a terrible killful in his neshama, which goes up to the Lomas El Yoyne. Now a person has really a very hoich neshama that mamash is mechubra to the Lomas El Yoyne. Right before a person does an Aveira, min roi chasnei v'rachim shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menatekin from his shoyrish elyon of his neshama. And the male, the pagam that he does, only does it in the lower part. Gevalnik amid of rachim, completely gevalnik. A mid of rachim, that right before the person does the Aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takit disconnects him from the hoicher part of the neshama, the male shouldn't be poigim. That's the rachim of koidim shiyah. The Meshech Chochma in Parsha Shlach, the Rosh, we said, says that the reason why you need rachim of koidim shiyah, the Rosh's second terrace is because by Avodah Zarah. You need, even for a makshava. It says, beautiful. This, in Parsha Shlach, it says again that the Yud Gimel Midas, but it says the abridged version. Hashem, Kael, Rachim, it says the abridged version. It doesn't say all Yud Gimel Midas. Because over here the Yud Gimel Midas were given after the Chet Ego, which is the Avodah Zarah. Over there was in the scene of the Midos, was an Indian after the Chet Meragim, whatever the Chet Meragim was, Roshon Hara, Tov, and under is Nishta Avodah Zarah. Zok there by Avodah Zarah, you have to you need Hashem and Hashem. You need the Rachim and Koidim Shiyechta also. Because by Avodah Zarah, even Koidim Shiyechta, you need Rachim. Masha'en came in Parsha Shlach, where it was the Chet of the Meragim, it wasn't the Chet of Avodah Zarah, you don't need the Rachim of Koidim Shiyechta. It says later on in the pasuk by Aliyah Regel as Pnei Ha'odon Hashem Elikei Yisrael. There's a shayla. This Ha'odon is Shem Choil or it's a Shem Kodesh. It's one of the Shemis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So someone says Shem Araya. There's a sugi Menachat Aflam. What does a person do if he made a mistake in writing Hashem's name? You have to fix it. How exactly do you do it? Normally you just erase it and you write again. By a Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Gansa Tumal. How you do it? And over there, there's a Tosfos that's handling. What do you do when you have three Shemis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And they bring a case, what's an example where it says three Shemis? The Pasuk in Tehillim, Kael Elikim Hashem. Frektim or Kevis HaMishnah, the only place where you have three Shemis, you have three Shemis in Torah also. First of all, you have in this week's parish, Hashem, Hashem, Kael. We just said, you know what it means. You have Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elikenu, Hashem, Echot. You have the Mois in the Torah, you have three Shemis. Why do Tosfos have to pick a Dugma of the Pasuk in Tehillim? So the Merkevis HaMishnah says, we're looking for three separate Shemis. Over here it's Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echad, or Hashem Hashem Kael. That's twice the same kind of shame. We want an example. We have three separate shames. New Fretzet Tekashe, but still is an example of Kenei Ha'odayin Hashem Elikei Yisrael. Vice to vice, that Odayin over here is a Lashon of Choyl. It's not a shame of HaKadosh Baruch. Otherwise, Taisus would have had a dogma of a shame of HaKadosh Baruch. Shtei Lo Yisevashel Gedi B'chalev Imoy. And right afterwards it says really three times, we know one for Achila, for Bishul, for Anoah. But it says, "Vayisavashel gedi," and right afterwards, "Ksoiv l'chos advarim me'ela." So I saw once a pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that this is a free or a medrash that wants to say that Moshe Rabbeinu the second time wanted to write "Loisoichel gedi b'chalei." The first time was Bishul in Parshas Mishpatim. This time he wanted to write "Loisoichel." Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "No, ksoiv l'chos advarim. Write it again, Loisavashel." Kiel pia advarim me'ela karati yitcha bris. There's a bris between Teresh Shabbosav and Teresh Shabbopeh. Don't worry, Chazal with Teresh Shabbopeh will understand that Loisavashel would mean Loisoichel. Oh, but ksoiv l'chos advarim. Write it the way I'm telling you. Write it Loisavashel. Don't write it Loisoichel. I saw a different shot from Shmelkim in Nicholsburg. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shemayim to get the Torah, the Malachim said, Mayil Yilud Yishabeinu, they didn't want to give it to him. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's Nitzachon at the end? Because he said, you ate Bust of a Chola by Avram Avinu. So Le Sevashel was the Schuss how Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah. Le Sevashel Gedi B'chalei Vimoy. And now that's our Schuss. Ksoiv L'cho Zikorin B'Sefer. Just at the end we have that Moshe Rabbeinu put a Masva al Ponov, Kikorin or Ponov. Pasha, you learned that the Ur was so stark, Vaisha wasn't able to be soivul, the Asad of the Ur that was off the name Moshe, so he had to cover himself. In Ibn Ezra state, Pung Fakert. Ibn Ezra said that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down to teach Klal Yisrael Fakert, he was Malamedem Torah with a Givaldika Oyer. But when he finished being Malamedem Torah, when the Shir ended, so then the Oyer would go away. And then it would be a Vizoyan Kiva, where it would be felt and covered at Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the Moshe Rabbeinu. So Dabka, when the Oyer went away, so then he put a Masra on. So they shouldn't see as they're halting the Masra from under. Kikaran Ar Panav, he bowed during the Shir, it was Kikaran Ar Panav. So therefore, afterwards, Vayitan Ar Panav Masra. Fakert from the Malam Pashas.